אם בחוקי סי תלכו ואת מצווי סי תשמרו ועשיסה מי סי ונסעתי גשמיכם באיתם רשי סי אז בואו לזה בחוקי סי תלכו יוכל זה קיום המצווס maybe it means to keep מצווס כשהוא אומר ואת מצווי סי תשמרו והריקים מצווס אומו ומה אני מקיים בחוקי סי תלכו שתהיו המילים בתאיר. סורה שסז, זה ספשייל בחוקי סת אליכו, שתהיו המילים בתאיר. Very interesting. רשי דוס עושה, שתהיו יושבים ולא יומדים. Maybe this is called mitzvahs. בחוקי סת אליכו, שתהיו המילים בתאיר. שמול אוזובסקי אקספליין, where it says in Bechukaisa Teleichu Shetiyo Amelim Batoiro Teleichu is like a halicha, walking. Walking is steiging, growing. You only grow when you Omel Batoiro. If you're not Omel Batoiro, you don't grow. To grow, you need to be Omel Batoiro. I hear from Mashver, Avram Gurwitz, Shtel Tzu, says, יורף יערף כמותו לקחי תיזל קטל עם רוסי. Let's go down. The Nitziv brings down. What is יערף כמותו לקחי תיזל קטל עם רוסי? So the Targum says, it's going in the tail. יערף כמותו לקחי תיזל קטל עם רוסי. Sometimes the Torah is called Likhi and sometimes the Torah is called Imrosi. Al Yedei HaMotor, the Torah becomes sweet. The Torah grows. Imrosi, Katal Imrosi. The Tal, you can't grow fruits with Tal. Tal just keeps it going. Zog the Netziv, Likhi ze oisek ha-Toiro ve-iyun ha-Toiro. Iyun ha-Toiro. Shebol yedei omo. This is well, it's called mekach. Likhi. Why Teire ba'omo is called lekach? So when a person buys something, he has to pay, he has to work for it. So the Teire al yedei omo is called likhi. Zog din atziv. Ukshu yogea beteiro al yedei ze ba'kol ha'shpoes. Tizal katalim rossi, person learns leicht. Piske alochas, leicht. This is the natural, piske alochas, leicht. Katalim rossi, it keeps him going. From that you don't grow. You can see it bechush. The guys that are omel beteire become different people. The guy, he wants to know a lot, yeah? He wants to carry a lot. He doesn't grow. He doesn't grow. בחוקי סתלכו שתהיו המילים בתאיר. ותאה says, what is המילים בתאיר? אין התאיר מסקיים אצל מי שמי מסלר. מה שאין כן אלו שלאין עם התאיר מתוך עונג ואין הם יגעים בו, אין התאיר מסקיים אצל. אין התאיר מסקיים אצל. חיים ולוז'נר says that the מגידים came to the goyim by night. Teaching the Torah. Today you don't have Magidim, but different Pirushim come to help you. The Goyim told the Magidim to go back. He wants to Amal B'Torah. So a lot of guys tell me, if the Magid will come to me, I will also send him back. Yeah? But then I look on the side of his Gemara and I see how much Pirushim he has there on the side. And I understand that he bought the Magid with him. I'm not saying, sometimes you need it. If you can't get there, for sure to learn. It's the biggest chus in the world. It's the best thing in the world. But to know what is the musig of Amal. Guy who says, I will not go to cheder. Why do you need to go to cheder? If you can't understand yourself, take a pshat, take a taich. Higher madrega, take a gemara with a pirush. Higher madrega, take a hard school. Harder madrega, better madrega, and a sifra. Maybe if I can, I'm not going out to the gdolim. About a person has to grow. But what is the sheif? To be omel b'teir. It's brought down mit dieses Lied in Megille that when Yeres of Israel was metargen the Torah the Novi Nizda zo Eretz Yisroel Arbamo Yisparso al Arbamo Yisparso Yotzo Baskil Vomro Mi Gilo Soit Zelebona Look at this, what is the problem? The Targum said, and we'll know what it says in the Pasuk. She'achshav lo yimseru nafshayu alayu. Now that they have Targum, will be no Mesuvos Nefesh. So Eretz Yisrael is nizdazo arbamo isparso al arbamo isparso. But now it's easy to learn. Lo yimseru nefesh alayu. We look in the Targum, it doesn't make us clear. Yeah? Not like, you know, after the Targum, it was like, Mamash. The female Rigosim, you know, Mamash, we have to work harder to understand the Targum when the Pasuk came out, yeah? So a lot of Bachim come over to me, yeah, I'm working, I don't feel I'm changing. Ah. Again, when he goes there, he leaves, smells, he starts to learn. You know, Alokha Lamashal, he covers up, he feels very good. Now, Mamash knows, he's a rubber ready. But when you have a suge, it doesn't have a sipuk. So Abacha came to the Chiddush Yarim with that complaint. So he told him, I'll give you a moshel. So it says, Keshoir le'oil v'kechamoir le'mas. It says, was a shoir. Every morning he woke up, he took the metal things, they tied it on top of him with a machresha, and they started to go. He started to go with the machresha. The shoyer looks to the back. He's carrying this heavy metal thing on him, and it's plying the floor, and it's making lines and lines. Every morning, for what I'm doing this? He goes to sleep. After a couple of days, he goes out to eat. He sees they cover the whole thing. It works for nothing. The other summer comes again. They take him out. Starts to work again. What I'm doing? Lines and lines and lines. Maybe it's nice. He goes to sleep a little bit. In the winter, he goes out to eat again. Everything is covered again. The mamash feels useless. The donkey gets up. End of the summer, they put big sacks on him. He walks and they put down the sacks. Half a year later, again the sacks in the first place. He brings the sacks. Again they fall. He puts them down again. Again, after summer, again they fall, and again, it's useless. Aber the shoyer made the fruit to grow. Teire be'amolo shel toiro makes the person to grow. Lushot ha'negoilim hazeh, lushot ha'negoilim hazeh. Three of kaminas, we could be lushot ha'negoilim. As l'rabeh, aloy l'rabeh, in the Mogen Avraham, out the Mogen Avraham. Then you grow. You don't need a malka, you should need a malka. What is the answer for Rav Zeir? What is the answer for Rabbonon? Budom Tzicha Shesteir, Omo Tzicha Shesteir. But this is the only way you grow. A person wants to grow. It says in the Hemshech HaParsha, when the promises, in the Chukai Saiteleichu, Rashi says, a beautiful word from Rav Schwab, found it this week. Verotfu mikem chamisho meo, a beautiful word. Zegt Rashi, ורודפו מכם מן האנושים שבוכם מן החלושים שבוכם ולא מן הגיבורים. Five of you weak people will chase 100. Why five weak people? Maybe five kids. Five of you weak, and how much are strong? Then it says ורודפו מכם חמישה מאות ורפו לכם חמישה מאות, ומאו מכם רבובו ירדויפו. So maybe saying, how much the strong guy? Doesn't mention. He says like this, like such a beautiful thought from Rav Schwab. Zogt Rav Schwab, Rashi says, who is these people that are chasing? It's long detail. Rashi says, it says in the pasuk, Chamish omer, umer revovo irdoifu. So Rashi doesn't make sense. If five chase 100, so how much 100 chase? So 100 times 20, it's 2,000. הרי לא יצור למה אלו, ומה מכם שני אלופים. אלו אין הדוי ממאותי מהאויסי מסתירה, למרובי מהאויסי מסתירה. Not because it doubles, because two people carry more from one. The schus of 100 people learning, we know in מלחמת מצווה, who went out to fight. At the beginning, everyone came to the war. Then the Kohen Gadol said, Mir Isha Yore, Mir Isha Asher Iras Isha, you just got married, back home. Mir Ish Shabbat Abayis, goes back home. Mir Isha Shanat Akerem, Mish Ayore Verach Alevo, Aver Isha Yore. Who was left? He said over a couple of times, the Maisa, the Pchay Moisa, the Zman HaMaskilim, he wanted to make a joke out of the Tamil Chachomim, so they made a show how would look a war when Mashiach will come. Mashiach will come as a war. Everyone goes, when there's a milchemes mitzvah, everyone goes to the war. Everyone will come to the war. Everyone will come to the war. And then, the Kohen Gadol will say, if you build a new house, back. If you build a kerem, you need to take a kerem, back. If you get married, back. Hayore mirah avere shebiyodoi, go back. Who is left? Was left only one person, Chofetz Chaim. And the show finished. Chaimoyza said, Reshoim, why didn't he finish the show? He goes to the war and he wins. Milchemes Mitzvah, the Chofetz Chaim goes to the war and he wins. So who went to Milchemes Mitzvah? Who went out to fight in Milchemes Mitzvah? Talmidei Chachomim. The Gemara says that Talmidei Chachomim are called weak people. Lashon HaGemara is Man choylim rabonon. The Dorim Memtes. Keman matzilin akciri ba'al merei. Why rabonon are called weak? Lomo nikro shmo tushio shemateshes koichoi shalono. Shlokish was very strong. He jumped over rivers. He was mekabel al teir, the Gemara said he couldn't jump over the river. Tamil Chachomim are called weak. Verodvu mikem chamish omer. So the pasuk is the weak ones, but it means the lein de teire that will run the war. These are the people that win the war. These are the people that win the war. The lein de teire. So I just want to mention, when you're speaking about learning the Torah, going out to the war, I heard yesterday some people are quoting this Chumash here that we give. All of you, Baruch Hashem, come every week to the Chumash here. And some people are quoting from the Chumash here that was said things that people could understand from them, that because there's a whole shalom that's a soul about the draft, that keilu could it be sound that a person would be allowed to chas v'sholem to go to kill the people that want to take the yeshiva bachrim to the army. So I want to make it very clear. No one never meant, and someone understood different, so he has to understand now not like that, but I think I see here everyone never understood like that here. But just to make it clear, just in case someone did understand it wrong, we have to be Moisa Nefesh L'Teira. Make it very clear, our Mesirus Nefesh L'Teira. The Mesirus Nefesh, the Chochmah is to Moisa Nefesh. Your friends went to Miron, you are staying to learn. Wow. Friend's going to Shabbos to Milan, you're staying to learn. Your friend stayed to Sunday, you're staying to learn. This is Mesilas Nefesh. So Mesilas Nefesh doesn't mean in the Cheshbon of Yemen. A person of Chacham says in our days doesn't have a right to judge the Chas V'Sholem, to pick up a hand, a stick, a stone, and a Kal V'Chomer not a knife, on someone else. Even if that person tells him that he's not allowed to learn, you have to learn, you have to do your stuff. But Chas V'Sholem, no one never meant, even in a remez, even in a joke, to say that a person could take the law to his hand and to damage someone else. I think it's Dvorim Pshutim. And I never heard from one Bacher that had such a tzad. I asked over all the guys in the Chumashir if someone once understood like that. No one says that he understood like that. But because some people maybe have such a havamina that Chas V'Sholem such a thing could be said, so I want to make it very clearly. When we're speaking b'chukayzat eleichu shetiyah amelim b'teira means mesiras nefesh to come 9 o'clock in the morning to seder, mesiras nefesh to learn straight, second seder, night seder, Friday, Shabbos, and sometimes it's harder for you to be a mesmedrash. But it's a mesiras nefesh because when people see you're learning, they learn from you. When they see you not around, they have a chlishas adas. So you mesiras nefesh. Yeah, it's hard for you. It's very hard for you. You mesiras nefesh. This is what we call mesiras nefesh. We don't call Mesiras Nefesh what it means and the Cheshbon of Yemen. And Bichlal, we don't have the right, and Muhammad speaks it out, that Avada, we don't have the right for a person to go and to decide on someone else and to kill someone else and to hit someone else. Avada, there's no tzad in the world as Sidah Zaheta. I want to say, it's a kashi from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and Baruch Hashem, this week, I was zeiche to have a new pshat. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in Time of the Crow, asks the following question. It says, Im bechukoy say teleichu, ve'etz mitzvoy say tishmeru ve'asi semoiso, what Hashem is promising you? If you will sit and learn, amolo shel teiru, he said, not mitzvah of Rashi, Amolosh also mitzvah. Amolosh shel teiru. You know what? It will rain, and the fruits will grow. Sun will shine. Taif b'tzir b'tzir. B'chatem lachem l'seiva. Oichel kima b'yishavtem levetach. No one will war. B'yishalem ba'aretz. Someone will come, chase, and they will run away. B'chatem yoshe noshe. B'yoshe b'chodesh teitziu. Nasati mishkoni b'soichem. V'salachti b'seichachem. Frank Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Open chumash dvorim. Baruch atah b'vayecho, baruch atah b'tzisecho, mishartecho. Hashem gives shefa brochas. Look, Yitzchok gives brochas to Yankiv. Yankiv gives brochas to his kids. Moshe gives brochas to Klal Yisrael. And here, what is the brochas? The rain will rain, the sun will shine, and there'll be what to eat. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, here we're talking on the Amoin Am. The Amoin Am, we're benching them. If you do mitzvahs, Rei, Abroche, Vayaklol, Abroche, Im Tishmeu, we bench them. Amolei Teire, Yegiei Teiro, is no broche to give them to have money. The broche is to give them that they will have what they need. This is the broche. You will have what you need. You think Reb Eliashiv was sitting in his house and he was jealous of the guy that has 8 rooms? Or jealous of the guy that has a jet, private jet? You think Reb Chaim Kanievsky is jealous of a guy that has 5 yachts? No, he works on himself not to be jealous. You think he cares that he doesn't have a penthouse to see the old city? I'm asking if you really think that he cares. So what Hashem will promise him, Reb Chaim, if you learn, you will have a big house. What you will need? You need to marry your kid. You need to eat. You need to make a simcha. What you need? A new suit. But it's time to promise him to have animals and cows for what? The Yerushalmi says, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, one of the Talmidim, went to Chutz La'aretz and he made a lot of money. He came back, Oisha. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai saw that the Talmidim are jealous of him. He called all the Talmidim, he took them to a big biko, big valley, and he said, Biko, Biko! Hismali din reizov! Hitchilo moishechas from Hismalo din reizov. Back. He says, Misha roitze yikach. I think Schnitzel Day here was quiet when I was going out there. Yeah? Oma! Deu! What you take here, you will miss there. They won't drop the money. The person Hashem gives it, so he has a tafkid what to do with it. Or the Mahalach of Rebbe, Lo Inanesi, Mo Elo Mazekim, Lo Inimo. I'm using everything Hashem Shomayim. Shteyman's house, Chaim Kanievsky's house, Shum Zalman's house, Eliashiv's house. Look. Look what they have. And I'm saying, and the Gederim that have different, it's too analogous. As I'm saying, it says, sometimes you have a Chotzer, and you have a Kehila, that is younger guys there, and they don't see Chashivis by their Rabbeim, so they don't know to be Machshiv Teirin, Machshiv Be'anoge. That was in different crises of Klal Yisrael. But again, these people were not there, and some of them were fast men of Shabbos, Le'er of Shabbos. Zog Reb Chaim Kanievsky, there's no bracha. Amol Teiras Pashas Be'Bukoisai. I was super good to say that. Maybe some people will not want to be Amol Teira. But this is the bracha for the Amol Teira. Yishmeichem Be'itam, Yoshem Ipnei Chodosh Teitziu, Yishavtem Levetach Be'artzachem, everything will be good. We don't give a bigger bracha to Amol Teira. It's not a bracha for them. Every year I say over this world. This year I want to say another term. I was this week in a bris in the Talmud Chacham. Doesn't have extra money. Doesn't have a house here. Is he going to rent a house here? Has his struggles and he has to struggle. But he's a real Talmud Chacham. He's a real Avos Hatorah. And he spoke in his bris. So the first part he did like Minhag Eretz Yisrael, he said Shtikl Teira. This was the Minhag of Klal Yisrael all the years. But, you know, by us, Teira is the most expensive thing, the most precious thing. So, you know, when a guy is very rich, so he puts. You know, a guy likes cars, he tries to get cufflinks with the same. You know, every guy has the Meshugas, what he likes, he tries to show. By us, Teira is the most Choshev Ezach. So we mechabed in every simcha, the Chosin, the Balbris. Today you mechubah to say Teira. This is like, the father could say his Teira. This is the way we mechabed in Teira. But it became nahind, chlishes Teira, so some people use the opportunity after the drosha to thank the people that helped them. You have to thank, yeah? How do you get to thank right away? Trying to get a punk in the middle of the Suda Debris. Well, it became as a minig. Say thank you, olive oil is good. Some people even take their wife there to use that opportunity, yeah? Also, could be maybe a good meeting. But that guy thanked everyone. And then he said what he really wants in him and behalf of his wife to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because some say that it's mamish, that they have to, they so have to. Everyone was sitting there. He said that, I know, I never dreamt that I would manage to learn 6-7 years after Machasad on the soil. Thank you, Hashem. Again, he didn't say it to the listeners. Most of the listeners already left. He said it for the Ribbono Shel Olam. אם בחוקי סי תלאיכו שתיועמל עם בתאירה, you don't need ברוך אתה מבויכו, תנך או משרתך. His thank you is, I'm sitting and learning day and night. When I heard these words, and this came out so pure, and they came so real out, I knew a new פשט, אם בחוקי סי תלאיכו שתיועמל עם בתאירה. I heard once of Ovadia Yosef. I would go once a year to listen to him. He would give a shir in Yemei HaSfira in his house, like 20 people. Every year I'd go. One day, in between Mincha and Meir, he had all of his staff that are members in the government, there was 3-4 people, and he would give them a shir, Musa, Yemei HaSfira. Once a year I would go to the kid, I would go to listen to that shir. And he brought down Yerushalmi. Maize betane echot, shiyoshe v'deirish, oirech yomim b'yemina b'smoilo oisha v'chovay. So they came and they asked him if it's true. Talmud said, really? You learned Torah as oisha v'chovay? He said, yeah. The guy said, I'm coming, you know, I'm very poor, I need money, I will come to learn, I'm joining the yeshiva. The best way to make money, if you go to college, you know, I'm going, oirech yomim b'yemina b'smoilo oisha v'chovay. You sure, Rebbe, you sure? He said, yes, I'm sure. Again, I heard that's wrong, but today I know a new pshat in that. He said, Rebbe, you promising me? You know, I don't have a penny to my name. So, I should have come. He started to learn. He learns for a month. Comes to the Rebbe. Rebbe, I'm poor, you know, not a half of a dime. Garbage. I'm eating sand. Go back to this midrash. Achzor lebet midrash. Rabbi Yosef was saying. Chazar el ha'av achrei chodesh. Amar, Arav. אני עוד הפעם, אין לי כסף, מה יהיה? אני דלפון. Hebrew is like a word, like a נבח. אמרנו, תלמד תורה, יהיה בסדר. אחרי חודש, חוזר התלמיד לרב, אומר לרב, הרב, אני אומר לרב, כבוד הרב, הרב אמר לי, אושר וכבוד, אני באתי ללמוד תורה, אני אראה, איזה אושר וכבוד. אמרנו, תחזור לבית מדרש. תחזור לבית מדרש. חזר לבית מדרש. אחרי כמה ימים, דפק בדלת של בית מדרש, יהודי, היה נראה עשיר, חליפה מסודרת, I'm just saying the way פוחס יריס, I remember that he said it. איפה הראש ישיבה? נכנס לחדר של הראש ישיבה, היה לו כזה תיק. אתם יודעים, הוא אומר, תיק של מהעסקים, תיק כזה. הוא אומר לרב, אני, יש לי הרבה כסף. אני לא יכול ללמוד תורה. אני רוצה להחזיק מישהו תמיד חכם, הוא יהיה שלי. יהיה שותף. פתח את התיק, הוא מראה לו 12 כוסות זהב, מצופה, covered, בפז. פז זה הרבה יותר מיהלומים וזהב. זה היה זהב, יהלומים קטנים, למעלה פז. משהו. אמר, את זה אני רוצה לתת לתלמיד חכם שלי. אמר לו, הרב, חכה, חכה. הלך לבית מדרש, קרא לתלמיד, אמר, בוא, בוא, חביבי, בוא. הביא אותו, אומר לו, הנה, רצית עושר וכבוד, הנה, עושר וכבוד. עושר וכבוד. לקח את המזוודה, אמר תודה לרב, הלך ללמוד. אחרי חודש, after a month, פוגש הראש ישיבה את התלמיד, בוכה, בוכה, אבל מה קרה? מה? לא מספיק עושר וכבוד. כל כוס כזה שווה מיליונים. לא, אז למה בוכה? מה, מזויף? It's fake? לא, למה בוכה? אומר, הרב, אני לא רוצה תורה, לא רוצה למכור את התורה שלי. אני, יש לי עושר בכבוד. לא רוצה. אמר לו, בטוח. אמר לו, לא רוצה. אמר לו, בסדר. יחזיר לו בחזרה. אומר, הירושלמי ואויסו היה תלמיד נקרא רב שמעון בן פזי. על שם הפז. So this I heard from him. But today I understood another pshat. So what? But the Talmid, he told him, "Be yamina oisha v'chobet." I never did hear that story. And the story is, the guy didn't get it. He got it. He gave it back. So what is the story exactly? The Talmid had oisha v'chobet. The Talmid said, "I don't want it." He's crying. I don't want this money. I want the Torah. I love the Torah. I have oisha v'chobet. I have oisha v'chobet. This is what this Talmud understood. B'chukoy say t'eloich ufreik z'pchayim kanievski, where is the brachas? Just to, everything will be okay. The Lord of Torah doesn't need more in this world. It's useless. It's garnished. In the eyes of the Lord of Torah, the money is monopoly money. Sometimes if you learn, I'll give you a lot of monopoly money. You know, He's taken, yeah. The limitator, the Ilumaz is monopoly money. Who's talking about monopoly? Ramesh Shmuel Shapira, I heard this in the Levi from Ramesh Shmuel Shapira from Rafael Soloveitchi. Who's the son of the Skirot? He said, Ramesh Shmuel Shapira, when he would have a good chidush in the Rambam, he would wake up his wife 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, Rebetzin, Rebetzin, I have a pshat in the Rambam. She'll tell him, you sure it's a good pshat? Yeah, check again. Okay, he would check, he would come back, Rebetzin, it's a good pshat. You sure? She would get up, make him a cup of tea, they would drink together, and he would go to sleep. So they asked him, Levach and the Rebetzin. He said, if I would have a baby boy born, I would not call up my wife to tell her. Normally she would know first, yeah? I would not tell her. He said, you have a mistake. We brought up together, and if I have a pshat in the Rambam, she's so excited. Said it to Shmuzti and Gelait yesterday. You know, some people, you know, they grow up, they're into sports. I, Baruch Hashem, I don't have that nisayon. Not because I was urban, so I grew up in Israel. I don't know what it is. I try every time I get it wrong. So you know, I don't try anymore. But so much a person is a fan of Chassidus, Yankees, love is on. Yeah, he's a big Chassid of it. So they win. Yeah, so he will call up his wife in the middle. You know, so it's different madrigas. So don't mention that. Just want to hear about it. So don't mention, you know, want to see it. So the people that want to feel it, to be there, yeah? Some people want to touch the players. Different levels of, you know, Arab Madregas Baruch is a medrash, yeah? Some Yaitse Bishmir, the Re'ir, the Yadir, different. That's not, you know, in the end who won. That's to hear the game. It's to see the game, be in the game. Different levels of the time, yeah? But again, if you're not into it, it's not even the time. It's only shows, like we spoke a lot of time. The Holy Lumaz is a bluff. It's not like I work on myself that. I don't know what to do with it, yeah? If you're not into it, the taiva doesn't exist. Taiva is not real. It's fatimian. But it's bazundashmuz. Sometimes a guy that is into sports, when the Bechukai said Teleichu, he wants that Hashem will give him chosh that his team will win, yeah? A guy that doesn't have the taiva is like, man, Hashem will give you that my team will win. It's not a payment. I don't want that payment. It doesn't make sense to me. It's alo ilumaz, I say. This is the oibik of the Chaim can have to be saying. I'm saying, but he's a chassid and his wife is kacha kacha. Yeah? But she's so proud for him, and she knows already for a half a year he's waiting for this night. So he'll wake up in the middle of the night. What? You're not saying he's mad. Maybe a bit selfish, but not mad. And if she's a chassid, so then for sure he's a good wake her up. Rabbi Shmuel really felt. He got a pshat in the Rambam. He was the happiest person in the world. We have to. And achitzenius meireres is apnimius. Achitzenius meireres is apnimius. If we have that, and we get to that, the Ezes Hashem will have the siyata dishmaya. It's a beautiful vote in Chasim Sefer. Chasim Sefer says, maybe it's in Yonad Yerim. Im bechukai say teleichu, es mitzvoy say tishmayru, venosati gishmeichem beito. It will rain in time. We mentioned Chaim Gaev's discussion. You know, if you learn, things will be okay. Yishmeichem be'itam, this is what it has to be. If we don't learn, you punish us. I tell you, if you learn, don't worry, or rain and die. So like the Chasam Sefer, it says in the beginning, Chumash Bereishis, Ve'odom ayin la'avoy desa adam. Ve'eid yale min ha'oretz. Rashi says, before the person was Odom ayin lava the sadom, lava means to daven. There's no person to daven for rain, so it didn't rain. Rain is one of the keys that Hashem did not give out, especially in the soil. And you see, every year is a story with the rains here. The rain is made that people will daven. This is the reason Chasim Sefer explains it by Al Chava, that when there's no rain, you have to daven. It's not the point you could say, okay, I manage, I don't care. Hashem holds the mafteach akshamim to make people to daven. Shelo yishma tfilosof shelo vidrochim to stop the rain. The rain is like, if a person is too wet, he will daven, Hashem will stop the rain. Rain goes with davening. That guy bottles it, he could block the door. He could press the button, it stops. He won't want it, but press. So it's going to go, when we press yes, please don't press no. Yeah, this is rain. So rain comes because mis'avel et filosom shel tzadikim. Vala Kodesh Baruch Hu is mis'avel et filosom shel tzadikim. So rain comes. Rain comes. אם בחוקוי סייטי לאיכו שתהיו המילים בתאיר, זוג בחסם ספר. Rain will come in time. I will not delay the rain. Why I will not delay the rain? Why I delay the rain? Because I want people to die. Ich warte für die Tfilis. Ich warte für die Tfilis. Ich warte für die Tfilis. Aber if you omel the tair, you poil in the Shemayim the same thing, I don't need Tfilis anymore. If you're sitting and learning, you don't have to go up north to daven. A monoshel teira is more from tefillas. You want vacation? Say, elik a vacation. You're going to daven? Not mezaza. I'm not speaking about nothing specific. It's things that are higher for me to understand. I'm not speaking about no one specific. I'm speaking about the ashkofa at the oil. אם בחוקו ישראל תלכו זוג דחסם ספר ונוסעתי גשמיכם בעיתם, you will not need rain. You will not need rain. I'm sorry. You will not need the late of rain to get your tefillas. You will not. You will not. You will not. I want to finish with a little vote I saw them. It says, Avadetem Bagoyim. I mean, the Shmordechai says, Klal Yisrael will be like Aveda. Aveda, if it's a semen, the Bible will not meyash. And there's a way to get it back to him. But if there's no semen, there's no way. Hashem says, in the Golas, you could be lost. But leave the simanim. Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goyim Lechasodim, Loim the Torah, keep this language, keep the Sprach. I will find you. Oh, but if you make yourself that you can't be recognized, then it's Taki Echshash. Then Taki could be dangerous. ועברתם בגויים, אין לך אדם מיובל בנגויים. Finish with one revolt. It says in the Pasuk, ונסעתי פני בוכם, וניגפתם לפני אוביכם, ונסתם ואין רוידף. You are run away and no one will chase you. What kind of claw is it? And if someone will chase me? Forget, terrible. No one is chasing me, please. You know, they say like five people were running away. They're running and running away. The Gemara says, and they thought that the robbers are coming, the Gemara says. Because they heard the leaves. They ran. Then they turned back. They saw it was a tree. Some of them started to laugh. Those of them started to cry. Venastem ve'eloidev. Lachue, you scared the whole night. You hear noises, yeah? Wake up in the morning, it was a broken tris, yeah? So he said, Baruch Hashem. But better than having a robber jumping over my bed, yeah? So here the klola is v'nastem v'ein roidef. So belong this, the world says. If it's a roidef, not every time it's here. Nastem v'ein roidef, 24 hours 7, you're running away. Yeah, someone has an illness, you think someone is running after him. Yeah, you see him in the street running in circles, right? Nastem v'ein roidef is the worst thing. If you're running away from someone, the guy's coming to kill you. You hide, you're okay. From the floor, you think the snake is coming out. You go there, you think the cat is jumping, then you think a bug is in your chair. I mean, there's no end. That's the man loyd. Skehov said, Hashem the Goyen. The Goyen said, there's a din, Eloikim yevake shesanirdov. Eloikim yevake shesanirdov. If it's a roidef, it's a loikim yivakesh, it's a nirdef. The klaler is, you'll be nirdef without a roidef. He said, it was a maisa in Brisk. It was one of the askot. What's the story there? Kashas. They made a meeting with the rabbonim to take care of the matzah. But the guy that the meeting was against, and he also came to the meeting. So one of the guys said, I said, well, kick him out. This girl said, don't kick him out. If you kick him out, you'll be a nirdaf. Elohim yivakesh as nirdaf, we'll lose. So then the klol is, v'nastem v'en roidef, that you'll be running away, but there'll be no roidef.